Sun comes up on my dreams, the race kick. Lift my head from the flower bed. My lips so sweet from the things I've tasted. Wish that I could get you out of my head. A heart not broken, one need mending. Nothing gained, so nothing lost. I could have fly for a the ending. But I won't pick those petals off. You're just plain lazy, or you want a rose, but I am just a daisy. Well, I don't really want to be a flower. A heart not broken, won't need mending. Nothing gained, so nothing lost. I could have fly for tell the ending. Well, I won't pick those petals off.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 296. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. Let me start things off this week with a track from The Primitives, and that song is called Petals, and that's on the band's forthcoming album, Spinorama, due out on October 14th on Elephant Records. That band out of Coventry in the UK back together, and that album there is very solid. It certainly can't compare with the band's early work, but is still very, very nice. I've been away for a while, been working hard and not having a whole lot of time to do a podcast, so I apologize for the time off, but hopefully I've got some good music to entertain you this week and make up for the gap. We're going to jump right into something new here. This is new Bonnie Prince Billy with the song Night Noises.
Home down in Bogota, but I don't think once while keeping the tools of inspiration here.
Back from a short set there. We ended things there with Scruffy the Cat with the song Tiger Tiger. You can find that on The Good Goodbye, unreleased recordings 1984 to 1990. Just came out September 16th on Omnivore Records. That is, of course, the work of Charlie Chesterman, who fronted that band for so many years, who's recently passed on. The band has also just released an entire discography. I think they only released two albums and a couple of EPs, if I remember right. And actually, I thought that's what I was buying. buying here and then realized I had bought this Rarities compilation instead. So happy little accident there. That song Tiger Tiger, a good one. Before that, we heard from Bonnie Prince Billy with the song Night Noises. That's on the album Singer's Grave, A Sea of Tongues, which just came out September 23rd on Drag City Records. That is a revisiting of the Wolf Roy Goes to Town album from 2011, just amped up a little bit. I think it takes some of those sparse recordings and adds a little bit more to them. And then at the same time, kind of, I don't know, it seems like they cut some of the extraneous pieces away. And it's a new, it's a revisioning, and I like it. And that's something that Will Oldham has done from time to time, re-releasing recordings with a different feel to them. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works, because this seems all very confusing. It is pretty simple, though. Every week, I get new music, sometimes by mistake, and then I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. Hopefully, I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's jump into something else I got new this week. And it's not new, but it's new to me. This is Richard Hell and the Voidoids with the song Love Comes in Spurts.
Child, we wanted all of so wild, though died in slow motion. But play with devotion, baby, and sang with devotion. Just a whole other notion. I was 14 and a half, and it wasn't no lamb.
Love comes in spurts.
Oh no, it hurts.
Love comes in spurts.
Oh no, it hurts.
Love comes in spurts.
It always hurts.
Love comes in spurts.
Oh no. I just can't get wise to those tragic blue lies, though I now know. Is
I probably should apologize for that. I usually don't spring the folk metal on you until I've given you warning first, and, well, that doesn't bode well for what's coming up next, does it? That set started off there with Richard Hell and the Voidoids. That's from 1977, of course, with the song Love Comes in Spurts from that first album, his Blank Generation. And then we followed that up with Teen Death, a brand new band, with the song Poison. That is from the band's new EP, Crawling, which came out September 16th on 6131 Records, a band out of Richmond, Virginia there. And definitely owes a debt to some early Nirvana, but and I'm not really a fan of Nirvana, and I'm not sure where that puts me in the Deniers Hall of Fame, but was never really that interested in that band. But I do like that that track there pretty well, and that Teen Death EP is great. I think you can get that for a name your price. If not, it's streaming on the band's Bandcamp. Give that one a listen. And then we ended things off there with Folk Earth. Now, that's a band, I don't know, comprised of like 20 musicians from all over the world kind of putting together and creating something. That song was called Anvil of Storms, and that's on the band's album Baldur's Lament, which just came out May 15th on Stygian Crypt. And I'm probably mispronouncing that one, but when it comes to folk metal, it's anyone's guess, right? So let's get some business out of the way, and then we'll talk about the current situation in the world. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 296. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter and Facebook at Sid Much Rock. All right, looking at the concert calendar here, not a lot that I'm paying attention to. You may have heard recently, I'm currently located out of New Hampshire, right at the Maine border. So I haven't been doing a lot of shows in that area. There's just not a lot of shows in that area. And I haven't been back to KC very often either. But looking at the KC concert calendar, on the 30th, I note that Earth is playing at the Record Bar, and wish I could make it to that one. Paul Collins playing the 6th at Record Bar. That'll be a great one. Jay Maskus the 7th at the Bottleneck. Speedy Ortiz the 8th at the Riot Room. The 14th, Gaslight Anthem is playing the Uptown, or you can see Temples at the Riot Room that same night. I'll be back in town for the 17th, I think. Oh no, I'll be out of town on that one as well. So I'll miss Shonen Knife at the Record Bar and Deicide at Riot Room, so I don't have to make that choice, but you do. On the 18th, Captured by Robots playing at the Brick. The 21st, I might go down and catch Tear playing at the Royale down there in Boston. The 26th, there's a neat Danzig tribute happening at the Record Bar. And then looking way out there, shows that I'm sad I'll be missing. Harmar Superstar playing the 27th, that is, I think, Thanksgiving, with Pizza Underground playing at the Record Bar. So if you don't have tickets for that one, you should probably get them very, very quick. So, long-time listeners know that when I play some sort of folk metal, Viking metal, whatever thing, it's usually the last track because it's so weird and I want to give you a chance to turn things off and not indulge in my sort of whims of musical fancy, right? So if I didn't play it last, there must be something even more whims, and it is. I picked up the Miles Davis My Funny Valentine album. It was an album, 2014 reissue. Came out September 15th, I think, 2014. But it was a recording made February 12th of 1964 with kind of his in-between quartet. But it's a fantastic recording. He's got a great quartet. And I know that I think it's George Coleman plays sax on this and tenor sax, and he's just wonderful. So they're very long songs. I can't play all for you, but we're going to join the title cut there, My Funny Valentine, of course, the Rodgers and Hart song, kind of in progress, just to catch that George Coleman sax solo, and then we'll drift right out on that one. So thank you very much for listening, everyone. Sorry it's been such a bizarre podcast, and sorry I've been away so long, but, you know, at least I reward you with something really curious and odd and that you probably didn't even like. No bother. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. This is Miles Davis with My Funny Valentine. Ah!
Thank you.